This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, politeness. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, and I'm being Shreya. And obviously, the using the word politeness as a title is maybe a bit unusual because, you know, I suppose we should all be polite, but I think there's different levels of politeness, and I think probably for many of us, something we can maybe sort of develop even better habits. So I'm just going to, I'm referring here also to the high standard of politeness of one of our famous martyrs. I'm referring to His Eminence the Sayyid. So it's said that he was equally polite with everyone, so be it children, be it older people. And so he'd always use phrases such as if you may please or if you can. And for example, around the house with his family, he would always want to clear away the dishes and help with the house chores and do all those things, even though, of course, his wife would sort of probably get in the way and not let him do any of that. But he really wanted to be fully involved and just sort of, in a sense, be respectful to everyone and sort of express his respect in that way too. And obviously, look, politeness is something as I said, there are various levels of it, and politeness is obviously, it's a form of, and maybe we don't think about this the whole time, but if we want to really be respectful to people, one of the best ways we can express our respectfulness without even, you know, conversing with them in any deeper sort of way in a longer conversation is to just be polite. So obviously by that I mean we greet and we say goodbye, and obviously we say our please and thank you. And it could also extend to other things. So obviously in some situations, in some schools and colleges, for example, when the teacher or, say, another official of the university walks in, people stand up at the beginning of when they walk in, or when the teacher comes in, people stand up. And then at the end, when the class is over, people stand up with when the teacher is sort of ready to finish the class. Welcome back. This is A to Z on RB English Radio. And also, I've just been talking about politeness, and I'm just mentioned, for example, the example of some of the things that our famous martyr, His Eminence the Sayyid, would do. And I'm just sort of relating this to some of our immediate context, as in how we can actually express this politeness. And from obviously the greetings we extend to people from university and school settings, getting up when the teacher walked in. But even other little acts that I know in some countries it's almost as if they're part of the culture, in others not, but they're also just that little bit of, they do express respect. So for example, we hold the door open for someone, and then if someone holds the door open for us, also then to sort of say thank you to that person. And but also, for example, if we're walking down the street, and I had that happen to me not that long ago. Streets and footpaths are busy, they're often chock-a-block depending on what city you live in. But I remember distinctly not that long ago, so obviously the footpath was busy, and there was a gentleman, he actually really did, he stood aside for me so I could easily walk past. And I just thought, well, that's so kind, and that is very respectful. And of course I said thank you. But yeah, these are things all of us can sort of engage in easily. And yeah, even if, you know, we're getting into obviously if you have to take taxis around the place, you know, obviously it's just for men it's easier, but I think for a woman it's not really a big problem either. When we get into a taxi, we just say salam, and that's just a basic form of respect. And one custom obviously that also is common in many places, that we shouldn't we shouldn't let it die out, as to also greet our neighbours, and maybe that's a nice thing to practice on our neighbours, to just be extra special, polite, and greet them and inquire how they're doing. So inshallah, this is just a few reminders for you, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab, and farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.